Now that you have learned how to create a local repository, make your first commit, and consult your commit history with GitLog, it is time to focus on something that many beginners overlook: the quality of your commit messages. This may seem like a minor detail, but in a professional context, writing good commit messages is as important as writing clean code. It is a core habit that distinguishes a junior developer from a professional collaborator. Why commit messages matter? A commit message is the human-readable description attached to each snapshot you save in your repository. When you or a colleague opens the history of a project weeks or months later, the commit messages are the only thing that explains what happened, why it happened, and in what order. Without clear messages, the history becomes a graveyard of cryptic notes that nobody can interpret. Imagine reading a project history that looks like this: fix, asdefg, update, test, final, final, final. Okay, this time. This is a real and common problem. None of these messages tell you what was fixed, what was updated, or what was tested. If a bug appears in production, you cannot use this history to understand what changed and when. You cannot revert to a specific, meaningful state. You are blind. Now imagine a history that looks like this. Add navigation bar to the homepage. Fix broken link in the contact form. Update footer copyright year to 2024. Remove unused CSS classes from the About page. In this second version, every message tells a clear story. You know exactly what each commit does without even opening the code. This is what professional commit messages look like. The anatomy of a good commit message. A commit message has two main parts: the subject line and, optionally, a body. The subject line is the most important part. It is a short, imperative sentence that summarizes what the commit does. It should be written in the imperative mood, meaning you write it as a command or instruction, not as a past description. For example, correct, add user authentication. Incorrect, added user authentication. Incorrect, adding user authentication. The reason for using the imperative mood is a well-established convention in the Git community. Git itself uses this style in its own auto-generated messages, such as merge branch main or revert commit AB123. Following this convention ensures consistency and readability across teams and tools. The subject line should ideally be no longer than 50 characters. This limit exists because many tools that display Git history, such as GitHub, GitLab, or terminal interfaces, truncate messages that exceed this length. If your message is too long, it gets cut off and loses its meaning. If you cannot summarize your change in 50 characters, it is often a sign that your commit contains too many changes and should be split into smaller, more focused commits. The body of the commit message is optional but highly recommended for complex changes. It is separated from the subject line by a blank line. The body can be as long as needed and should explain the why and the how of the change, not just the what. The subject line already tells what changed. The body gives context. For example, a complete commit message with a body might look like this: fix login redirect after password reset. The previous implementation was redirecting users to the homepage after a password reset, regardless of where they originally came from. This fix stores the original URL in the session and redirects users back to it after the reset is complete. This improves the user experience for users who reset their password mid-session. This message is a model of clarity. In one reading, you understand what was broken, what was done to fix it, and why it matters. The 7 rules of a great commit message. The developer community has converged on a set of widely respected rules for writing commit messages. You should apply these rules systematically from day one, because habits built early are the hardest to break. First rule: separate the subject from the body with a blank line. Many Git tools rely on this blank line to distinguish the subject from the body. Without it, tools may display the entire message as a single block, which is much harder to read. Second rule: limit the subject line to 50 characters. As mentioned above, this ensures readability in most interfaces. It also forces you to be concise and focused. Third rule: capitalize the first letter of the subject line. This is a simple typographic rule that improves readability. Write add search feature and not add search feature. Fourth rule: do not end the subject line with a period. A subject line is a title, not a sentence. Titles do not end with periods. Write fix broken image on the profile page and not fix broken image on the profile page. Fifth rule: use the imperative mood in the subject line. As explained earlier, write add, fix, remove, update, refactor, rename, move, rather than added, fixed, removed, etc. Sixth rule: wrap the body at 72 characters per line. When writing the body of a commit message, limit each line to 72 characters. This ensures the text is readable in terminal windows, code review tools, and email notifications, which all have limited width. Seventh rule: Use the body to explain what and why, not how. The code itself shows how. The message should explain what problem was being solved and why this particular approach was chosen. This is especially valuable for future developers, including your future self. Common mistakes to avoid. There are several very common mistakes that beginners make when writing commit messages. Being aware of them will help you avoid building bad habits. The first mistake is writing vague messages like fix, update, VIP, which stands for work in progress, or stuff. These messages carry zero information. They are a sign that the developer did not take the time to think about what they were actually saving. The second mistake is committing too many changes at once and then struggling to summarize them. If you find yourself writing fix multiple bugs and add new features, it is a strong signal that you should split this into several smaller commits. Each commit should represent one logical unit of work. This practice is called atomic commits. The third mistake is using commit messages that describe the code instead of the intent. For example, change variable name from X to user age describes what you did at a technical level but does not explain why. A better message would be rename variable for clarity in user profile form. The fourth mistake is never writing a body. For small, obvious changes, a subject line alone is fine, but for significant changes, architectural decisions, or bug fixes with non-obvious solutions, skipping the body deprives your team of critical context. Atomic commits. One change, one commit. The concept of atomic commits deserves special attention. An atomic commit is a commit that contains exactly one logical change. It is self-contained, meaning that if you apply or revert this commit, the code base remains in a coherent and functional state. For example, if you are working on a web page and you fix a typo in the navigation bar and also add a new button in the footer, these should be two separate commits. Fix typo in navigation bar link label. Add subscribe button to the footer. Why does this matter? Because when something breaks in production, you need to be able to identify which change caused the problem and revert only that change. If your commits each contain dozens of mixed changes, reverting becomes dangerous and complicated. With atomic commits, you can safely undo a specific change without affecting everything else. Atomic commits also make code reviews easier. When a colleague reviews your work, they can look at each commit individually and understand the reasoning step by step. This accelerates reviews and reduces errors. Commit messages in a team context. When you work in a professional environment, you are not the only person reading the commit history. Your messages are communication tools for your entire team, including developers who may join the project years after you. Clear commit messages reduce onboarding time for new team members and improve collective understanding of the project's evolution. Many companies adopt a formal convention for commit messages to ensure consistency across all contributors. One of the most popular conventions is called conventional commits. In this system, each commit message begins with a type prefix that categorizes the nature of the change. Common types include feat, for a new feature, for example, feat, add user registration endpoint, fix, for a bug fix, for example, fix, correct email validation regex, docs, for documentation changes, for example, docs, update installation guide, style, for formatting changes that do not affect logic, for example, style, reformat CSS indentation, refactor, for code restructuring without changing behavior, for example, refactor, extract login logic into separate function, test, for adding or modifying tests, for example, test, add unit tests for user model, chore, for maintenance tasks, for example, chore, update node.js version in configuration. You are not required to use conventional commits right now, but understanding that such conventions exist will prepare you for professional environments where they are enforced. Practical summary. To consolidate everything covered in this lesson, here is a practical checklist you should apply every time you write a commit message. Is my subject line written in the imperative mood? Is my subject line 50 characters or fewer? Does my subject line start with a capital letter? Does my subject line omit a trailing period? If my change is complex, have I included a body that explains the why? Does this commit represent a single, logical unit of work? Would someone who reads this message in 6 months understand what I did and why? If you can answer yes to all of these questions, your commit message is ready. If not, take 30 more seconds to improve it. That small investment will pay dividends every time you or a colleague opens the project history. Good commit messages are not a bureaucratic formality. They are a professional reflex, a form of respect for your future self and your teammates, and a practical tool for maintaining the quality and navigability of any project over time. Start building this habit now, and it will serve you throughout your entire career as a developer.